Lord began to show me when I was doing all this, wow, people who really have a spirit of perfectionism and they really, really have eyes to see everything in such detail, but without the freedom in Christ, how that would drive you, that would torment you. I mean, you could not sit in this building and not see, you know, scratches on the floor and the cushion has this. I mean, the Lord's like, Cindy, people who get this perfectionism, they have something that draws them to every single thing that needs to be fixed. How much fun would that be? How much fun would that be if all you could think of is what is wrong, what you have to fix? I'm like, Lord, I want to set everybody free from that. I want to set everybody free from that. But these are things, some people are, because of their callings and what they're going to be doing with their lives, are going to be more detailed people. And detailed people, especially gifted and talented detailed people, are going to have a tendency to lean over into perfectionism. And God's going to have to set them free, or they're going to see everything through what's wrong. I want to see everything through what's right. Amen? So where is that at? Well, go to Philippians 4:8. Go up. Philippians 4:1. So as my brothers, ones loved and longed for, my joy, my crown, stand firm in the Lord, my beloved ones. It says, I entreat, and he says these two people, Eodias and hard to pronounce. Let's just call them E and S. I entreat E and I entreat S to mind the things in the Lord. And I also ask you, true yoke fellow, help those who struggle along with me and with Clement in the gospel and the rest fellow workers with me whose names are in the book of life. Okay, you want your name in the book of life because the book of life is my spirit got born again by the Spirit of God. And when it did, God actually has angels who write my name in the book. And when it does come to judgment time, I have a different judgment than those whose names are not written in that book. Because if your name is written in that book and it doesn't get blotted out of that book, and you'll know if it did, so don't worry about it, then you belong to the Lord. So he talks about that book here. He says, those whose names are in the book of life. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is a command. He's talking to, these guys are being persecuted. All of the apostles died, were murdered for their faith, except for John, because they tried to boil him in, I think the Bodom Atar or something. But anyway, he wouldn't die, because I think God had a sense of humor. So they couldn't boil him to death. So they put him on an island, a prison type island where they sent prisoners by himself. And that's where he got the revelations from the book of Revelation and spent the last years of his life having extreme encounters with God. And then I've never heard that anyone knew what happened to him. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing in the Lord is a choice. Rejoicing in the Lord will destroy the spirit of heaviness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you choose not to have the joy of the Lord, you're going to be weak, and you're going to be mentally fighting things, and you're going to have sickness issues and everything else. The scripture says, put on the garments of praise to destroy the spirit of heaviness. When my daughter died and the spirit of heaviness tried to destroy me, I worshiped God, praised God, thanked God, and would not even entertain one single thought to come against God. Warfare is real. Do it. He tells you how. You have to choose to walk it out, okay? He says, rejoice, always rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to all men. The Lord is near. We have a really good teaching on being sensible. Let's quit being so. We need to be sensible spiritual. We need to be practical spiritual, not delusional and hyper-spiritual that turns everybody off. And here's the part, because this is why I looked up last night, because, not last night, it was a couple nights ago, because when I had that time of overwhelming, being overwhelmed by all the things there were to do and how much had to be done and just this crazy loss of peace, the first thing I said, God, First, he dealt with discouragement. I broke the power of that. And then I said, Lord, what is it? People are so anxious. People have so much worry. So I looked up anxious. Be anxious about nothing. No matter what it is, do not worry over it. No matter what it is, what is worry? Worry is giving your thought over to fear, giving your thoughts over to how is this going to work, trying to figure it out. Okay, everybody kind of understands what worry is. That's in the Bible, it's called anxious. Be anxious about, don't worry about anything. Don't have anxiety trying to figure it out, trying to make it work, trying to blah, 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 about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition. Okay, now this is powerful. When God tells us how to do something, he doesn't mean we're to make up our own way to do it. Okay, he means it. This is how you deal with anxiety. When there is a problem, has anybody in this room got a problem? Okay, if you don't, you probably will, because the Bible says, take care of the stuff that happens today, because tomorrow's going to have more problems. That's basically what Jesus says. Thank you, Lord. That's a really happy word. But he says, when you have a reason to be anxious, don't be. Here's what you do as a believer. Take every single thing by prayer. What's prayer? Talking to God is prayer, okay? What is prayer? Prayer is talking to God, okay? Prayer is what? Talking to God. Prayer is talking to God. So, go talk to God. Petition. What's petition mean? Petition mean, put that thing before the Lord. Okay, I don't know about you, but I get in my email all the time, sign this petition to get this person, out of a prison in Iran, which, praise God, we ought to sign that petition and get this somebody who's being persecuted for being a Christian. You know what I'm saying? We get petitions. Sign this petition to stop this, all right? So what's a petition? It's where you put your name on something to say, I want this changed, or I don't want to go along. So you got to say, tell me what you want changed. Tell me what you want me to stop. Talk to me, prayer, and petition. See, some of us just go around life and like, oh God, just do what you want. He goes, no. If you got a problem, if you've got a problem, come and talk to me. Now, prayer is like really getting into the presence of God and really realizing, believing he's there and knowing he hears you, okay? And remember, discouragement tries to steal that, so break the power of discouragement. And next week, because we don't have time, but next week we're going to do an altar call. God's going to give me some inner healing on discouragement, okay? But here's what we do. We take everything. Everything. So that's what I did. I felt funny. I felt like something's wrong. I feel sad. What's happening? And so I said, God, I love you. You're awesome. Could you tell me what's going on inside of me? I don't know where this is coming from. Sometimes you might not get the answer till the middle of the night. Just know when you ask, he answers. But he's going to answer in a way, he's probably talking, you just probably can't hear him yet, but you will get the answer. By petition. What's he saying with petition? Tell me what it is you want changed. Think of yourself as writing a petition of something you want changed or stopped. Because he says with prayer and petition. Think about that a minute. I don't know that I've ever really thought about petitioning God before. I mean, I have, but I didn't know that's what I was doing because I was led by the Spirit. So let's say you have an issue. Think of it as a petition.